PDX, internet, the entire motherfucking world, what's going on? This is Feed Boogie, and this is the High Life Show. Today is July the 25th, 2021. You know, we're still here, midway through the summertime. You know what I mean? Glad to be back. I've been on, I guess, somewhat of a hiatus. You know what I mean? You know, shout out to Big Boozer for covering my slack. You know what I mean? I appreciate you. He's throwing up random gang size. I don't know. What the fuck has happened in these last 2 weeks? Right. What is it, man? When did he join the Crips? When did he become a Crip? You know? I mean, he has a lot of Mets paraphernalia, so, you know, he'll have the colors. At a point, we ain't even, 5 minutes into the show, right? But, nah, man, it's good to be back on air with you motherfuckers and with all of our wonderful listeners and all of that. And, you know, it's been a good 2 weeks. There's been a lot going on with me, and we'll get into it in a second. But first, I want to check in with my guys. All of the high and low lives are in the fucking building. We got Cash. We got Chili Mango God. I just was giving Big Booze a fucking headache. And of last, but of certainly not least, Love and motherfucking Bass. How are you, Love and motherfucking Bass?
Good.
Yeah, I thought you was bad. You got the hoodie on your head, you know. I thought you were bothered by something.
Nah, it's good. I was up late last night. I was out DJing.
Oh, really? You did a show?
Yeah.
Nice. Where?
At the pharmacy.
The pharmacy. Okay. Is that like a lounge or like a nightclub of some sort?
It's like a bar, lounge-ish, dive bar, et cetera, et cetera.
It's a hangout spot. It's where people go to drink and, you know. Have this fun. Is Portland, and all types of drugs are legal in Portland, so do literally whatever you want to do. Do you see that out there? Do you see that a lot? People, like, just, you know, casually walking down the streets doing heroin?
Heroin, no. You're going to say marijuana.
Shout out to Black Baby.
Oh, wait, Cash. Who's Black Baby?
Nah, heroin is black, so shout out to Black.
It is? I never knew that. I never knew clear. The color of hair. I always thought it was clear. Boozer, what do? Do you know the color?
I don't know. I thought it was clear too, but I'm guessing.
The movie's always showing it's like a clear substance.
The rest of us don't.
Yeah, that we don't.
In a tube. It's in a tube. I've seen it.
I always see it in like some dirty ass spoon, and they sprinkle it. They put it on a spoon, and they boil it up or whatever. The spoon looks all, you know, looks dirty and shit. But nah, Bass, that's dope, bro. How long was the set?
4 hours and 30 minutes.
Did you get like a lot of requests and shit to like?
I don't do requests.
Know? Oh, well, I'm all right. So when's the last day? Did anyone come up to you that day?
Yeah, they did.
And what did you say?
Social distancing. Social distancing, asshole.
What did I say? I said I don't do requests.
Damn. Did they leave after that?
No, they did. They're like, oh, but could you play something? I was like, yeah, I'm getting there. I'll get there eventually.
Oh, you guessed it to death. She feels
betrayed. But I started out with the I don't do requests, though.
Oh. Yeah. I don't do... So, okay, so he's like, I don't do requests, so fuck off, but I'll get to it maybe. Nah, that's what's up, though, bro, man. You know, I'm glad you getting back out there doing shows as the world opens back up and all of that.
Yeah.
Are things okay in PDX right now? Like, is the Delta variant, like, you know, driving shit up through the roof? Or is, like, are things, like, pretty...
Normal. Things are pretty open. Like, we have a pretty high percentage of people who initially got the vaccine, like, in Portland. I can't speak for those surrounding, like, areas, but, like, in Portland, like, we have a pretty high percentage, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Oregon as a whole, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's up? Hey, Boozer.
What up?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Pretty good. Ready to kick my feet up and relax for this episode. It's gonna be nice.
Oh yeah. Oh, so you feel entitled now? You feel you don't have to do anything because you've been covering my slack the last two episodes. What about when you're not here, Big Boozer? What about when you're not here?
No. It's not that I don't have to do anything. I just have to do less.
Okay.
But yeah.
Again, I appreciate you.
No doubt, man. I got you. I got your back. Mm-hmm. But hanging in there, shit's been kind of crazy the last week or so too.
Crazy how? Yeah, like is it like the new house or just like work?
Everything. Work was crazy. Family stuff crazy. got a puppy. Oh. Crazy.
Oh, Pep. Well, is that edit point worthy or no?
Yeah.
Oh. Pebbles, how's Pebbles doing?
Shitting all over the place, man.
Oh, she about to get kicked out.
She don't watch herself, yeah. But no, I'm doing everything in my powers to train her and get her situated. We're making progress. It's only been 2 weeks. She's only 11 weeks old. So.
Oh wow, you got her super young.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's looking up. She's been a little less than ideal with the 2-year-old, so that was a little surprising, but again, it shouldn't have been, but already seeing improvement there too.
What is the breed of your animal again for the dog lovers?
She's the definition of a mutt. We were initially told that she was like half lab. It turns out that that's 100% false. There's zero lab in her. Instead, she is part Great Dane.
Wow, she's going to be huge.
Australian cattle dog, a hound
Kelpie?
Of some sort. What was that?
Is it Australian Kelpie? Would you call it a cattle dog?
Cattle dog, yeah. It's like they're like black and white, like fur.
I know. Yeah, okay. I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Like a medium. They're not huge. Like a medium build.
What that Great Dane is, though.
Right. And then a Chihuahua.
Okay.
So don't know how that got in there.
That's a mutt, huh?
Yeah.
That's going to be a bigger dog.
Yeah, and I mean, we were told...
It's got a Chihuahua in him, too, so it's going to be mean.
Yeah, but she's not at all right now. She's, like, totally sweet. Like, the funniest thing, she, like, on walks, she gets tired pretty quickly. And also, she's exploring, so she's doing it all through her nose. So her nose is to the ground the whole time, and then she'll just stop and wants to, like, eat everything. I'm constantly, like, literally...
Stop.
Literally reaching in and pulling shit out of her mouth that she's not supposed to be trying to eat, like bottle caps, all sorts of like different like dirt. But she'll like just sit down when she wants to either stop because she's tired or like to take in the scenery and she just wants to look around. She literally just like sits on her butt and just looks around. And I'm like, really? We're just doing this?
I had to take
it in the ambiance.
You just pick them up. That's what I did. I used to just pick them up and walk with them.
Oh.
I don't see nothing wrong with that. Do you interrupt that when she does that, Big Boozer?
You do.
Good. I was about to say, let her enjoy life. See, thanks. Why?
We got places to go. I pick you up and I pick them up and
Jesus
walk with them.
Jesus Christ, man.
People are like, oh, that's cute. I'm like, no, he won't walk anymore.
So you pick up George's big ass when he does that, or if
No. When he was a puppy.
Oh.
I don't know.
You probably saddle up on him. Like, let's go.
Yeah, if I wanted to pick her up, it would be now. Because in another month or two, I won't be able to just.
What's the projection like? Is she gonna weigh like 50 pounds or something like that? Like
they're saying like 55 to 60, but I'm actually starting to think it'll be higher.
70.
And she's the runt of the litter.
Damn. Like,
she out of 10, she's literally the smallest one. And
Danny must have been a thoroughbred.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I really don't. I don't get it. But she's got a good personality about her. She's a puppy. So
I mean, she's ugly when you say that. When you say that, oh, she has a nice personality.
No, she's beautiful. Everyone, literally, a dude was driving by and almost like broke his neck looking back at her.
What's his problem? Is he into dogs or something?
It was weird. It was
very. There's a lot of guys like
that. That's very strange.
There's a lot of people like that. You'd be surprised. I didn't think it was a thing, but yeah, it definitely.
Yeah. A dude at a young guy yesterday at PetSmart or a couple days ago at PetSmart. I took her there, and I'm online, and he's behind me, and he was like, yo, what kind of dog is that? And then he was just, like, commenting on her coat and everything.
Okay, well, apparently Long Island houses a lot of people with dog fetishes.
I mean, people love their dogs. She's a great-looking dog. Have I not? I probably haven't posted a picture.
Cash doesn't love your dog. He just gave it a thumbs down.
No.
He doesn't. It's okay.
No. I don't like.
Explain yourself, Cash. Explain yourself.
I don't like what he's doing. I don't like what she's doing to my friend. He likes to sleep, and she's interfering with that. You know what I'm saying? I don't like disturbances to peace in my life, but it brings enjoyment to the home overall. So you just got to take the good with the bad. You know?
Will. Eventually. This is the breaking in period.
Yeah. Unlike a newborn, you can literally just let it off on the side of the highway, you know, allegedly.
Allegedly. That's what you would do, Cash. How are you doing, by the way, since you are speaking at this moment in time?
Doing fantastic, phenomenal, stupendous, you know?
Nice chat there, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Shout out to all the women listeners. I see the DMs. Shout out to them. Appreciate y'all showing love on the Twitter handles, you know?
You're very active on Twitter, man.
Yeah. Shout out to the Cash App, you know? Shout out to Patreon people.
Oh, God. I say Twitter. Where does he go? He goes to Cash App.
Shout out to all social media. I don't know who be checking the Instagram, but I be seeing the people retweeting and liking what we posting. We all over the place. So just shout out to everybody right now.
Okay.
Happy episode, guys. It's been a long journey. You know,
yes, this is the big 5-0. I'm very remiss for not mentioning that on the a lot sooner. This is our 50th episode, guys.
Yeah.
We're gonna get into it a lot more later, but yeah, man, like we're a half a century old. Like, what is this called? Like, your silver anniversary?
The silver jubilee, I think, right?
Silver jubilee, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have my reservations about calling it that, but it does sound, I guess, to some other people. Well, happy silver jubilee, guys. You know, it's been great, you know?
Yeah.
Nah, man, it's been an awesome ride, and, you know, we'll do a deep dive into that later on in the show. But Cash, glad you're doing well. My guy, Chili Mango God, what the fuck is up, man? How you doing?
Hey, it's good to see you, man. Good to see all you guys.
Thank you.
I'm doing okay. Still breaking into the spot over here down in Pennsylvania. It's official. I'm a resident. Went to the DMV and all that. Yeah, I know. I'm like, I'm mixed about it. But, you know, the people here seem good. And I can always go back where I came from. So you know how that go.
In that order.
right, exactly. So one nice thing I found out about the place that I live at now, I call it the Bando. There's a walking / biking trail, like less than half a mile. It's like, less than a half mile walk, like the trail. One of the trailheads are, and it's about 7.5 miles. We did that yesterday, one way. Oh, so that's pretty good.
No time.
Yeah, listen, you gotta have activities where you live, man. If not, you're gonna go crazy. So yeah. I like that. I got bikes, so you know that works out. I'm gonna get out there sometime this week as well. But other than that, I'm just kind of enjoying time off, you know, in between jobs and shit like that. But life is wonderful, man. Can't complain. What about you, Steve? How you feeling?
Man, that's awesome what you're talking about, bro. You got to enjoy life. I love that sentiment. And, you know, along those lines, Chili, I'm doing tremendous, man. I'm great. You know, I was, you know, prior to my hiatus, I think we touched on the fact that I was in the middle of a big move. And that move is now somewhat complete. Just yesterday, I made it into Denver, Colorado. And, you know, it's great to be here, man. Like, I'm about 24 hours in. Thank you for the hand clap there, Boozer. 24 hours in, and I'm glad I made the decision that I made. It was a motherfucker getting here. It was a motherfucker getting here, bro. Like, So I was coming from Georgia, and it's about, like, 20 hours, like, straight through. You know, the truck that we had, I rented a U-Haul, put my car on the back of it, you know what I mean? Like, the little hitch, the tow thing. Like, I set it on top. On like it was a full platform tower and not one of those shits that drag your fucking car, you know, like on the ground. Because I'm not a savage. I'm not gonna disrespect my car like that. You know what I'm saying? But the ride was tough. But you know, I had my God brother to help me out with that. And you know, God brother to me, but you motherfuckers, well, Cash, I think it started with him. You know, go calls him the Godfather. And he may or may not make an appearance later on in the show. To chop it up with us. He's still here, but nah, man, I'm doing great. I haven't been working out because this fucking move, dog, is like a workout in itself. Like,
tell me about that shit, man.
Yeah, yo, man, listen, like my apartment in Georgia was like on the top level because I don't like people walking on my fucking head. So there's always a trade-off, though, you know. So I had to like heave-ho all of my shit down them stairs and all that stuff, pack everything up, get everything down the stairs. My legs are still on fire. I haven't been in the gym for like a week because I've been doing everything for this move, but after what I've been doing for the last 2 or 3 days, like, I didn't need to. Like, all I needed to do was do that fucking move. Like, endurance and everything, dog. Like, I haven't, like, I was so fucking excited. Like, Thursday night was the night before we got on the road. And, like, I barely slept that night. It's like a kid at Christmas. Barely slept that night. Then the day of, you know, I had more shit to do. You know, got in the truck. The godfather, he fucking, he drove the first leg of the trip. So I still couldn't sleep, though. I'm sleeping in, like, 5-minute pockets and shit like that. And mind you, exhausted from loading the truck and all that stuff. Like, I'll share one story and then I'll shut up about this. Like, so I have to get my, like I said, I get my car on like the little U-Haul tour thing, right? So there's ramps that you take so that you have to pull out so you can like drive it up on there. And I figured out how to do that, but like one of the ramps, it's like two ramps, one for each front wheel or both, one for each wheel, each side of wheels. So pulling like one of the ramps is really fucked up. It was like jammed or whatever, right? So, and the thing is like at least 80 pounds. It's very heavy. So it's like, you know, I'm trying to like conjigger this thing. It's like 93 degrees outside. So it was like the hottest fucking day in Georgia. And like I'm sitting out there like heave-hoeing, pushing shit back and forth. I'm laying on the ground to try and see what's going on under there. Burnt my skin and shit. Like it was a lot. So at one point, man, I get extremely frustrated and I go, fuck! Like super loud, like right in the middle like of my complex. It's like I'm spinning, like I'm literally out there 15 minutes trying to figure this shit out. Like, because if I can't get this motherfucking ramp up, I got the car up there, but if I can't get this fucking ramp up, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going across nobody's country to Colorado or whatever. But then eventually, like the godfather came out there, you know, we was able to two-man it and get the shit done. But so you know, grueling physically, mentally as well, but I'm here. I'm all moved in. I got a shit ton of boxes to unbox over this next week or so. And move done. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's that. And, you know, I guess the one thing I'll say to listeners, man, is just follow your gut, man. Like this move that I made, you know, more so personal than anything else, is, you know, something I wanted to do because we went to the base's bachelor party out here last year, man. And, you know, it was like almost an instantaneous decision. I told myself, if the stars align for me to move out here, I'm fucking going to do it. And I did it. So, you know, follow your gut. It starts with a thought. Everything starts with a thought. You know, everything that you want to do starts with a thought. So, you know, just get it out your head, write it down, write down the steps you need to do to follow it. And, you know, that's what I did. And that's how I got out here. So whoever out there in podcast world wants to, you know, may take that, take from that, whatever you may.
Also, head on over to circuit86shoes.com and check out the latest collections.
We are back, bitches.
First off, I wanted, like, anybody been following the Olympics? Chili, you've been looking at it, right? Like, are you checking it out? What you putting your thumbs down for? Hold on. Base, what's the thumbs down about? Sorry, Chili.
I'm just discouraged because of track and field and basketball, but I mean, Chili's been watching it, so let's go with him first.
Yeah, Chili, what's up?
All right, so why you gotta bring that? Let's start on a high note. You wanna start on the low end of shit. Let's start on a high note. So right now, it's the second or third. It's probably the second day of competition. I don't know. Japan is a lot of hours ahead of us. I think it's the second day of competition. Medal count for U.S., I think at this moment, is like 10. We have 10 total medals, 4 gold. That's all that matters. Don't worry about the rest. 4 gold medals, right? So we won taekwondo. We got something in the pool. I think the 400 freestyle. We won the men's 400 freestyle. And right now, I think gymnastics is on. So Simone is doing her thing right now and the whole Olympic team. So I don't know. I love sports. I love competition, and I was all for the Olympics, even though COVID and everything's going on. But for the most part, you know, they have their protocols, and I've heard of one athlete so far with the games going on. They had to switch out, I think, for like the men's volleyball situation, but I'm sure there's going to be more, multiple things going on. But yeah, if you want to watch it, I think it's on like Peacock, whatever that is. NBC or whatever. And, yeah, NBC, I think is the network. So that's going well. But the low part is, you know, we always talk about basketball, right? So we'll get there. We had a whole discussion. You weren't here for it, Fee, so I'll bring you up to speed. The USA men's basketball team is kind of trash right now. I'll just say what it is.
Kind of.
Well, come on, man. they have all-stars. They have, you know, they have great individual players, but they're not playing well as a team.
Their gameplay. I'm talking about their gameplay.
Yes, the gameplay is trash. They played today.
No, I'm sorry.
I was going to say they played to get today in their pool match, in their grouping, and there's four teams in their grouping. They played against France, and France is one of the tougher teams in the world, and they lost. They lost to France 83-76. And France has four NBA players on their roster, but they have a pretty strong team. So they have the Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert. They have, I think it's Evan Fournier. They also have Frank Ntilikina. I can't say his name. Always say his name wrong. And there is one more. Oh, Nicholas Batum. So, you know, they're good players, but there's no way they should be beating Dame Lillard, Kevin Durant, even Draymond Green. I throw his name in there. Zach LaVine. All these guys. They're, you know, there's no way that should be going down. So I'll let anybody else speak on it because I don't want to get too much into it. But I'll interject as, you know, things come up.
Oh, yeah. You're the aficionado on this. So my thing is this. I think the reason why we would have, like you at the end there, you rattled off a lot of about heavy hitters on the Team USA. But I feel that the scheduling of the NBA this year because of COVID, you know, I think that kind of fucked up, you know, the Team USA. I think a lot more, we would have a lot more firepower if, you know, our players were a lot more well-rested and was able to like hop on the Team USA, because I think that's what it is, right? It's like, you know, hey, I'm tired, man. We didn't get them, like a lot of them didn't get too much of a break from COVID or whatever, you know, from the bubble and all that shit. They had to jump right back into the season, and their bodies do need to really recuperate, because, you know, a lot of NBA players have been going through a lot of injuries too. It was like there's been a lot more injuries this year than I think prior year. Who's it?
Yeah, well, the funny thing is they got three players who just finished the finals and just showed up in Tokyo. So
really? Yeah. Which players are these?
Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, and Devin Booker.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, but they all
top of both. The Greek freak, what the fuck? What is he doing?
Chris
Paul, life. What are you doing?
Oh, also, he would not be playing for the U.S.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Greek freak, stay home.
Breaking news, the U.S. women's soccer just beat Mexico.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty big, actually, because isn't Mexico really good?
USA, baby?
I mean, everyone is better than in soccer, but we do pretty well, everyone.
Yeah, the U.S. women's team.
Women's are better,
great. Yeah. The men's, that's always been good.
Yeah.
But yeah, getting back to the basketball, I agree with you, Fee, that the NBA schedule just does play a role here in that the injuries, the no time to let your body rest and get prepared for it is kind of crazy. But then, well, yeah, for the finals, it's one thing. But I mean, all the other countries that have NBA players went through the same, those guys went through the same thing, and they're now playing and doing really well for their national team. So like Evan Fournier, I guess he's been off probably the most of everybody. Because the Magic didn't do anything this year, but he was the one who was the top scorer for France. And
that goes to show, like, even the worst players in the NBA, we think are really good players.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the level of gameplay, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Drew Holiday was the high scorer for Team USA today is ridiculous. Because then
you're a player.
Yes, but on a team with Kevin Durant, Dame Lillard, Zach LaVine, Devin Booker, Drew Holiday should not be scoring the most points. He could be your defensive stopper, get a bunch of assists and rebounds, and yes, get you some double-digit points, which is all he did, but then no one else did shit. So, and they scored, 77 points?
Yeah, 76, 77. Yeah, it wasn't good. The thing is, they were leading like the whole game. They were up for like 28 minutes of the game, and they just fell apart at the end. They couldn't close. They had a lot of fast break points. They had a lot of bench scoring. Like, if you look at the box scores, everybody got on the board. KD was like foul trouble early in the game or whatever.
And he fouled out.
Yeah, he fouled out at the end, like in the fourth quarter. But, you know, he wasn't playing a lot of the game because he got in foul trouble early. But you don't need – I feel like you don't need KD if you have all these players. You shouldn't need him.
You don't need him for 40 minutes, that's for damn sure.
Right, exactly. And it kind of goes back to what Cash was saying last week, the leadership thing. Who's the leader on that team?
Should be Draymond.
It shit is crazy. It don't make any sense. Yeah, I would take Dame as the leader. Somebody, anybody. Right. You know, like, no one's taking charge, and it looks bad. It looks really bad.
All right. So, what are our predictions?
Are we going? Team USA is going to go home with it's like a culmination of wins and whatnot, right? So, I think they're going to go home with the bronze. Unless Devin Booker, either they're going to go home with the bronze. Or Devin Booker's gonna activate and get us a silver. That's because he's gonna be mad about what happened in the finals because he thought he was about to win a championship.
Or he's depressed as shit right now. He couldn't care less. He's just there because he already.
Why go?
Because he already committed.
Well, you can take it back, right? Or is that considered treason? Is that considered treason? You know, how can you take back playing for this country? Like, I'm surprised they can't. Well, it is America. Like, they can't force you to do it. But probably, like, in a country like Russia or something like that, it's, like, pretty much forced, right? Like, you got to do this shit, dog, or you're going
to fucking pull up. I mean, you've literally been trained your whole life to do it. So, yeah, you're going to do it. Okay. Chili Mango, what do you think the U.S. team has to win?
I think they still get the gold. Because if you look at who they play next, so we talked about this offline. So they play Iran next, right? And
knockout. You would think so.
Right, exactly. And who's after Iran? I don't know if it matters. But
Spain?
Or Czech Republic. So they play Iran and Czech Republic. So they just have to win the next two games. And then it's top two players from every group go to like the quarterfinals, and then they can end up winning the whole thing. So they just have to win the next two games to qualify for gold medal contention.
So that's all they have left is two in this round?
In the pool play, yeah. So after pool play, it goes into, you know, that ladder kind of deal. And then, you know, whoever wins, you know, whoever doesn't win gets eliminated.
So we're going to have trouble probably with like Italy, Africa, I think we. Which African?
Luka's playing, right? Luka's playing.
Yeah.
So where is he from? Slovenia, something like that? Or Croatia?
Slovenia.
Yeah. We're going to have problems with Slovenia.
It depends on who we end up in a draw with, because that's if Slovenia wins. You know, Italy or Nigeria wins. So depending on how that shakes out, you know, I think we can still do this.
Canada didn't make it.
Yeah.
Oh, they did not even at the Olympics because of Andrew Wiggins.
Hey, Wiggins.
You're laughing. It's true.
Oh, Canada.
I haven't watched enough to like say if, but it just didn't look good with the first two wins. So hopefully they regroup, pull it together, and watch some film so they can work on that defense. Because that's what it sounds like. Having problems with defense.
It sounds like
I just want to say, ever since they were singing "Happy Birthday" to Kevin Durant, it's not his birthday. Silver medal at best. This team, if he's their leader, they don't respect him. And if you don't respect your leader, you ain't going nowhere. So unless they come, and then now he's tweeting after he's saying that Bam don't respect his shot after he missed, and Zach LaVine, the cell phone. Like, it's just disrespect up and down the hierarchy. Whenever you have a team, it's not no, you know, little bro type stuff. It's all right, you the leader. We all men here, but you the leader. And we respect you, and we gonna ride with you. And everybody's like, "Nah, we could take you out, bro. We could take you out. You talking a little too spicy. You talking a little bit too spicy for someone so real. So someone so real thing. You need to watch your mouth." And that's what's happening. Nobody respects him.
Bam.
Because Bam could lay him out. Bam would lay him out if he wanted to, right?
Yeah. But they do seem cool, though. I have to say, Bam.
Yeah, it looked like they were joking. Funny.
Yeah.
No, but Bam's like, "I don't know you like that, bro." I'm a cool guy, but I don't know you though. So you gotta relax.
like back off, bitch. Bounce. I mean, bounce. Especially. It's like Spalding. Spalding's bounced out of the NBA, ain't it? They're picking a new brand to go with to be the basketball of the NBA.
Yep. Spalding, as most people know who play basketball, has been the NBA ball for I think since 1983. So they just weren't able to come to an agreement for the next season. So seems kind of weird that you just don't try to figure it out, but maybe Spalding feels like we've done our time and that's that. So I wonder who's going to be next. I don't really know basketball brands like that.
Well, other basketball brands are out there.
I don't know. I really don't know.
I mean, Wilson. Nike makes basketball. Wilson makes basketball.
What do you say? Oh, Cash at Wilson.
Wilson, yeah.
They make the college, the NCAA ball.
Who makes the international ball they play with, I wonder?
A terrible company, probably.
I must say something reckless.
Say it. End point, say it.
Yeah, I don't know who makes that ball.
That ball looks soft.
Maybe they're still on the WNBA, so they don't care. I wonder.
I mean, you ever been outside playing basketball and like you bounce the ball on the curb in a weird way and it like the curb, the ball get like a little knot? That ever happened?
Or the nipple?
Yeah, we used to go exactly, Cash. We used to call it a titty. Like, oh, the ball got a titty.
Yes. I had a black and red like Bulls colored ball, and that happened to it, and I was so pissed. Because I don't know how you fix that. If you fix it,
I don't want these kind of titties.
You don't.
Yeah, you can't do nothing about it. The ball is ruined after that.
But Spalding actually created the first basketball.
Yeah.
So that's pretty wild. Yeah.
So you know someone who's called them
1894.
I wonder, to that point, Booza, I wonder if like all other brands that make basketballs have to pay Spalding something. If they got a patent for it, I don't know.
Mm.
I wonder how that works, right? So maybe that's why, maybe they don't even fucking need, they never really needed the NBA anyway. You're right, it's like, hey, I'm sitting on an island somewhere. If I'm the owner or the founder of fucking Spalding, I'm sitting, well, not the founder, he's obviously dead, but whoever's in control.
Yeah, Mr. Albert Goodwill Spalding is long gone.
Yeah. But, you know, his descendants, I'm pretty sure, his bloodline, they're living on a Spalding Island somewhere.
So in 1929, George L. Pierce has the patent for a ball specifically designed for basketball.
Those balls.
Why are you saying it like that? Basketball.
Oh,
was
that's
it like
what
spaced out? It was two words?
Yeah. They made it two words? That's what the game was called at first.
Okay. My bad, Baze. What did you say?
I wonder if, like, the texture is going to change, like, what it's made out of is going to, like, because, you know, that Spalding basketball is super slippery. So I wonder if they're going to, like, change it to, like, where it's maybe a little bit more, like, it sticks to your hand a little bit more. Like, I think it'll be interesting to see who, like what the next NBA ball kind of looks like. Because every company is different.
What do you think about colors? Like, should it still be orange?
Yes.
Cash is not. Yes. Everybody not in here. Yes. Yo, wait.
It makes it visible. Or black. I would do black.
I'd rather be green or something like that. Like lime green. Is there like, it's like, we hear like, I hear like a little noise. Is there a fan on?
It's like feedback, right? You hear it?
Yeah. I think Boos has his fan on. I think it's you, Boos. Mm-hmm.
It's probably me, but it's not because of that. I'm charging. I'm charging my mic.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. I mean, thanks for ruining the show, Boozer. Now we got to record all over again.
Well, you can blame Cash because I asked his ass in the very beginning if there was feedback, and he said no.
LaMelo, though, man. LaMelo, like, he's giving up – well, he's allowing his brother, like, LiAngelo to have, like, number two. Wait, is he number two? Is he? Is LaMelo number two or number one? No, he's not. He's definitely not number one. I know that.
They're switching numbers, and I wonder if they're doing that just because –
just to fuck
they're
with
alluding
people.
To like maybe he's moving. Oh, Chili Mango got the gun.
Salt gun.
Trees
get the strap. Get the strap. I want one of those.
You're
amazing. We can't hear you, bro. We can't hear
my
you.
My bad. Got the beam on there too. You put the little
stuff on
there.
Yeah, oh shit. Oh, that is fun.
The added sight. That shit just flies.
And it legit shoots out an electric charge.
No, salt.
Oh.
Yeah.
I couldn't have no gun like that in my house, so I couldn't have that with no gun in my I can't have no gun like that. I'll be shooting every guest I have over here. I'm never coming over here again. He shoots me with salt.
Right. So they're making it seem like he's going to be transferring teams, or like they're going to all be on. That's what they're alluding to. Like they'll all be on the same team.
Lonzo's two.
Yeah, Lonzo's two.
So two. Okay, they all two.
Lonzo was the second pick. I don't know. LaMelo is like on drugs. He can't count. He should be three. If you know, so I don't know what his problem is. But no, to Bass's point, I think we should all, if this does happen, LeVar Ball needs to open up a school of manifestation.
Mm-hmm. Because to teach other fathers how to teach, how to, you know, bred their kids.
Yes.
Yep.
Because he told us this. So there's memes of him breaking into Michael Jordan's house with a gun, holding him at gunpoint, telling him to sign Lonzo and LiAngelo. And you know, not for nothing, if they recreate a quarter of what they had at Chino Hills, they would be a problem because they were dropping like 100, and they were dropping like 100 like every other game.
They could do it in NBA. They definitely could do it in NBA.
Yeah.
But speaking of Ball, LeBron, man, billionaire. Well, he's not I don't think he's a billionaire. I think like the story is he has $1 billion in career earnings both from like the NBA and like different endorsements or whatever, right, Bass?
Just NBA. Just earnings from
that's false.
I thought it was endorsements as well. Was it not?
No.
Okay. So no. Just NBA alone. That's even more impressive.
No. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, no, that's not true.
What is
it? What's the truth?
It's from his salary and his endorsements.
Yeah, that's what I said. The
big thing was people were coming back with Michael Jordan, but like, yeah, Michael Jordan has a larger net worth, but he made most of his money after retiring.
Right.
That's why you don't want people to get confused. Cause I don't think he's like classified as a billionaire just yet. It's just his earnings is in billions of dollars because, you know, Uncle Sam getting 70% of that shit.
And Booza and Feev are correct. He is a billionaire. But when I checked on the website,
he's not a billionaire.
No one's saying he's a billionaire.
I'm not saying he's earned a billion.
Because I think if you base it strictly on NBA salary, he's what, 500 million? Right, rounded up. Mm-hmm. And then allegedly Nike gave him $1 billion endorsement. Yeah. And then he has his own podcast. So it's conceivable at some point
the shop,
the numbers will add up. And then he has the shop.
No, but they were saying like they were pocket watching apparently this week and literally said, today. He just crossed $1 billion.
I don't
know. Is it net worth? I don't know how they value him.
Not of his net worth, of his NBA salary.
But when you go to the thing, that's crazy because he came into league 03, and this is what, 20. You know how much money that is per year? They weren't giving that to him as a rookie. And then with the salary cap, that's nuts. But I'll re-look into it, but I thought it was in totality.
That's what I thought too.
What I read is his career, like his NBA career and his.
Because he would have had to make 100. He would have had to make 100 mil a year.
And just his, like, so I think it's not his companies. It's not any of his companies or any of his other endeavors. I think it's strictly NBA and, you know, him giving off his likeness and endorsements and such. Yeah. I think that's what they're counting. Now, if they were to count his other ventures, it's probably even more. It'd probably be close to who knows, a billion and a half or something.
Shout out
to
Lobos Tequila.
Yeah, that's his his drink, right?
Yeah, he got tequila, man. You get money, you got to get tequila.
I know he got a school too.
Yeah.
I'm making money from the school.
Yeah, high-end, low-life kombucha and moonshine.
That's right. We're gonna have a cannabis infused one too. You
heard? Word. I'm making a Scoby right now. Holla at me.
Okay. All right. So I found the Forbes article that clarifies this. And it's from January. So at some point in 2021, he will have crossed the $1 billion mark for his career earnings, but it includes salary and off-court income. So in 2021, he's expected to earn $95.4 million. Now, we know for sure he's not getting $95 million from the fucking Los Angeles Lakers.
That is a fact.
Right. So Yeah, but $64 million is coming from endorsements, memorabilia, and media, which sounds like it is
overstart.
Welcome back.
Who's it though, man? Like, what the fuck? What happened? So the Washington Nationals, like the baseball team, there's a shooting over there?
Oh, yeah. Last week, there was a shooting outside of the Nationals stadium during the game. And basically all hell broke loose inside the stadium because people heard the gunshots.
I'm not Yeah, I'm not being fucking orderly when there's a gunshot.
Right. No, people legit started jumping out of the stands and into the dugout to hide. And the players like ran off the field into the dugout, and they were helping fans get to, you know, safer grounds. And it turns out that the fans inside weren't actually in danger, because like everything was happening in the like in the parking lot or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, three people got shot. I don't think anyone died. And mm-hmm. last I saw, there's still like they had like a car that they were looking for. They had a picture of it. Mm-hmm. But it's just wild, right? That
is wild.
Baseball game. There's like it's not inside, but and I would hope that their security checks, you know, don't allow a gun to actually enter the stadium. But the fact that it was still outside and all those people were there, in the middle of the game, like to hear that shit, it's got to be frightening. So. But yeah, thankfully everyone inside was okay, and
it's terrifying, man.
Yeah, but yeah. It seems like
it could have been a lot worse, though. To your point, though.
Right, right. And it just shows like this stuff is hitting every imaginable part of our lives. Like you just don't know when or where it would happen. It could happen next. Just gotta expect that it could be anywhere.
But yeah, I believe in gun laws and safety, and also I believe in gun ownership, responsible gun ownership.
I second that.
Yeah. Yep. You got to.
Wait, since I have a mystery topic, since Bass just changed his background photo, and we just talked about LeBron James and how much money he earned, he's earning a shit ton of money off of Space Jam 2.
How much he's making?
Well, I don't know how much he made, but I know it's like the movie is number one in the box office for like
30 first weekend did like 33 million. Yep. Right?
More. It knocked Black Widow off the top of the charts, which I heard movie, sucks, though? But whatever.
Yeah. I told you. Yeah, I said that shit sucked. I said that shit was going to suck.
Yeah.
As far as the original Space Jam, that movie wasn't anything. I'm sorry. I'm going to just say it because you know, the way we judge movies back then compared to now, I wouldn't say that was the best movie ever. You know, but when I was, however old I was when that movie first came out, yeah, I thought it was great because of Michael Jordan, his impact to culture, not because what he did with the movie. All the cartoon characters, yeah, great. And then, you know, you got Michael Jordan in there, great basketball. Oh, shoes, this is awesome. So, you know, maybe the kids are looking at it now, you know, the LeBron James, you know, that's their great player of this generation. Yeah. So they can respect that, but I'm definitely going to give it a watch.
Cash. Uh-oh, I think we got our guest here. Godbro, can you hear me?
Yo, I can hear y'all.
What's going on? Yeah. So I'm getting back to the show here. So Cash, you can hear me, right?
Yes.
So Jeff Bezos, he's got a lot going on right now, man. He went to the moon allegedly. You know what I'm saying?
Allegedly.
And I know this topic is so much something else, but it's like I do want to talk about that on it. How do we feel? Do we think that the story essentially is Blue Origin, it's a company that has like a shuttle that gets you up to like it takes you to orbit or whatever into space. But there's a lot of people that are saying, well, where are the photos or whatever, right? Like if he did it, like where were the photos of him actually in space, like of them like looking at the Earth and all of that shit, and nobody saw that, so they're like questioning the legitimacy of it and all of that. Like, have y'all seen that? And if it's like, what do you guys think they legitimately went to space or no?
I do not.
You why not, Cash? What's your rationale?
He kind of just dipped his toe in the pool, if you will, right? He just went boop, and then he came right back. Yeah. He ain't really go up nowhere. So
they like went to the atmosphere, like breached the atmosphere, and then came back down. I mean, that's space, but I mean, that's like driving through a state and being like, you went there too, but
exactly.
You know what? I think he did.
You did? How so, Coleon? By the way, for the listeners, my god brother Coleon is on the show.
This is why I think he did. He got too much money to be capping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's in an elite group, of, like elite circle of motherfuckers. They wouldn't even allow him to lie about no shit like that. He went.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. It's like, yo, you doing it for the gram, son. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's doing it for the gram. He can buy Instagram. He don't give a fuck.
That's true.
Yeah. That's my rationale on that.
I feel you. And to that point though, Corleone, like he also he just donated like $200 million in totality. I think one half went to Van Jones and another half went to a chef Andre. What's the guy's name, Cash?
Jose Andres.
Jose Andres. Like yeah. He just donated. So that in itself is crazy and told them they could do whatever they want to do with it.
Yep. Right. I mean, like, I need to meet people like this, like, because I'm a walking charity. So, like, motherfucker want to donate some shit. Like,
yeah. Do we know why or what relationship Bezos has with these two gentlemen? To
sexual. Just...
don't do that. Don't do that.
That's an ill question.
That's cash.
I thought about that. I was like, what do these gentlemen have to do for these millions? You know what I'm saying? I hope they ain't have to do nothing strange for a piece of change. You know?
Right. All right, man. Moving right along here. This is an interesting story that I saw, like, scrolling through Instagram, like, in between loading boxes and shit. So, police brutality, we all know, is a well-documented, you know, big fucking problem, you know, that needs to be reformed in the most urgent of ways. You know what I'm saying? And you know, typically what happens is, you know, the victim is, you know, some underrepresented minority, usually a black, usually somewhat of African American descent. Sometimes it may be Latinx or something like that. But as of late, not too long ago, there was an instance where a white teenager from Arkansas, his name was Hunter Bryan. He was fatally shot by the police in June of this year, so last month. And he's actually going to be represented by Benjamin Crump, who's like the go-to attorney for like a lot of these for families when these things happen with the police and all of that. And what's that? 20 for 20?
The 1 for 20.
Well, oh yeah. I mean, he has a. I mean, but can you really hold that against him though? You can, Boozy. You're saying, yeah, you can. All right. Well, no, let me. I'll tee up the rest of the story. So, but basically, you know, Benjamin Crump and Al Sharpton are getting involved to help him out, help out the family of Hunter Britton. And you know, I think I like this in the sense that, you know, it's not. Yes, it is about race, obviously, right? But you know, these things happen as well. It's also, you know, police kill people, you know, from the majority as well. They kill, you know, underage, you know, teenage white people, white men and women as well. And they, you know, they don't just assault minorities. They assault the majority as well. And I like the fact that they're getting involved in all of this, you know, to help out and all of that. I think it's a good thing. Because it's like we're not going to be what, you know, what the foundation of a lot of this stuff is, a lot of this police brutality is, which is, you know, racial profiling. You know, we're not going to profile anyone that needs help. We're going to help them just like we would help anyone else. So I like the aspect of that. But y'all let me know what y'all think, you know, based on what I teed up there. Like, you know, does that make sense to you? Do you think there's maybe some ulterior motives? Like, how do you guys feel about, like, that whole story?
Now, from what I'm understanding from what you said is basically the people who, like, Al Sharpton and the Rainbow Coalition, they're helping somebody that is of non-African American descent, right?
White kid, a teenager. He was 17 years old. He was unarmed, fatally shot. You know, when he was shot by a white Lonoke County out in Arkansas. He was a sheriff deputy during a traffic stop. Lives in Little Rock, and so it's like the white kid traffic stop.
No, I just wanted to get the facts before I answer.
Yep. And
my perspective is fuck that. RIP to the little guy that happened to, but we need all our resources for us. I don't see them running to help us. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about outside people, like, really right in our corner. In fact, these people were put in place because we don't have that. We're deficient in that area, so we had to elect officials that, you know, could represent us and fight on our behalf. So I'm not in agreement with that only because of that. I feel like we don't have enough. We don't have enough support on our side to even be lending that out. That's how I feel. I mean, I'm not trying to be racist about it. I'm just saying. I mean,
No, that's an interesting take. I like that take. Because for that one,
You know, yeah. I mean, and it's going through. I mean, it's been going there. It's just we got cameras on everywhere now. So like now you're starting to see what has been happening and what's always been happening.
You know, I guess if you have to institute some sort of change, you have to have some kind of idea or some kind of radical way of doing things for things to happen, right? Even with civil rights or anything, right? You have to get the majority on your side for things to change. And I kind of see this move, it kind of seems like a publicity thing, which I'm guessing that's what it is, because they want to, you know, draw more attention. I want to liken it to, I guess, something else that's been going on in the country, like drug use, right? Heroin, right? Heroin has always been big. It was big like what, in the 80s in the city, and exploded, or heroin crack epidemic, all that kind of hit at the same time. But it was happening in the inner city into, you know, people of color, right, for the most part. It started really attacking, you know, people from the majority in, you know, rural areas, and it became a bigger problem. And that's when, you know, everyone decided, all right, now we need to, you know, start to change this thing, because now it's a problem. But it's been a problem, you know, in the 80s for a long time. But when it came to that side, now we have to make a change. So with the police brutality situation, I'm sure that, you know, and I think Thieves said this, that, you know, white people are getting shot too, right? They're dying, but it's probably not at the same rate, and it's not as polarizing as what's going on to people of color. So with this situation, them taking this case on, it's kind of raising the profile, and maybe, you know, if you're seeing that's happening over on that side, maybe, okay, all right, maybe we can help them out on this side. So I do get that point. So I think you have to do something if you want change to happen. And I get not wanting to help out, because historically they haven't helped us out, but I feel like you have to do something to try to make change to happen.
I respect that. That's right.
You are now listening to The Highlife Show.
What's new, pussycat?
Fashion. Yo, Jay, I did see these too. These are dope. Drake's new Air Forces. It's like a very subtle design. Like, so you wanna tee that one up, bro?
Yeah. So I'll tee it up. So for the fashion segment this week, Drake. I don't know how everybody. I know how most people here feel about Drake. I don't know how you feel about Drake, Cole and y'all. How you feel about Drake?
I think Drake is dope.
There it is. All right. So rolling with that, he has an album that's been coming out. I don't know how long now. Maybe over a year. And that a Certified Lover Boy supposed to drop. Whenever it's supposed to drop. And he's been doing collaborations with Nike and Jordan or whatever, because he's, I guess, signed to Nike. So he put out a picture of a pair of Air Force Ones and subtle changes to the Air Force Ones. So where it says Air on the lateral side, it says Love You Forever in script. The triangles that are usually on the bottom of the shoe are now all hearts. And I think the leather is not that regular leather. It's like a premium leather. So that's just some decent, subtle changes to already an iconic shoe, the Air Force One. Wanted to know what you guys felt about it, how you felt about it, you know, any thoughts at all.
So I think it's genius.
Yeah.
I think it's genius because he's walking around with a heart part in his hair. It goes with. No, I'm saying, like, it goes with what he's going to do for the album. Perfect marketing, smart, it's genius.
So I think it's great until we hear that it costs $300.
Anything with his name attached to it is going to cost, though. Like, you're not going to get anything for a budget with Drake's.
I mean, are we paying more than $150 for these? They're low Air Force Ones.
Right.
How much?
There's no listed price. There's no listed release date. Right. I could see them charging $225. Listen, I like the all white on white Lowe's. I don't need all that extra. I'm saying this is a good look for him because he has the album coming out. And we know people, when it comes to sneakers, especially with any kind of collab, and it's Drake, right? It's going to sell out. So people are going to buy and they're going to resell. They're going to flip this, that, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think it's a good look for the album. Myself, would I pay anything over $200? Probably not. But I think it's a good look, man.
You know, this goes without saying, like we said earlier, this is our 50th episode. So Classy Humans is all of us here at the High and Low Lives, the High and Low Lives crew. You know, this is our 50th episode. This has been yet another installation of the High Life Show. We appreciate y'all. Feels good to be back. And here's to yet another 50 episodes, another 500 episodes after this shit. Until next time, y'all be great. Y'all be powerful. Be blessed. You're out of here. Peace. 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 There was a lot of rumors going around. Like, a lot of rappers making a lot of noise these days. I think Kanye, he's back again. It's not like, I think like this album's gonna be good though, guys.
Bad jacket, baby.
That weird ass jacket he has. But Chili, he had like a spot on Beats by Dr. Dre. I think he did like a commercial, right? And it featured Shikari Richardson. What happened? What was that all about?
I think the commercial, it was like a commercial that aired during the finals, Game 6, I want to say. And we talked about Shikari Richardson on the show, and you know how they put her down for, you know, smoking weed after her mom died, stuff like that. So it looks like she got a partnership either with Nike, because she had Nike gear on, and she's also a Beast by Dre, and then it was a Kanye song. So I think the video or the commercial itself was edited and with new music from Kanye. So his new album, Donda, right, had the listening party last Thursday. And the song that was on the commercial itself was called No Child Left Behind. So I kind of wanted to talk about this because I know we bring up Kanye a lot in our conversations, just from, you know, our age point and like musical impact and, you know, his past records and new projects. So I'm kind of looking forward to a new project just based on what I heard, just like snippets from the listening party he had in Atlanta last Thursday. I think that whole setup was kind of shitty because it was supposed to start at 8:00. It didn't start till like 9:50 or 10:00. And then he only played like 45 minutes worth of music. And then the album was supposed to drop on the 23rd, and that shit is still not out now. So I don't know.
He's still at the Mercedes Center.
Let me
just throw this one.
He's like crazy. Sorry.
Yeah. I just want to throw this out because I feel like even on this show, because this is our 50th episode, right? We talked about a lot of high and lows with this guy, from him running for president, doing a lot of wild fuck shit, to him now dropping a new album that people are hyped for. Like, no matter what you say about Kanye, he can still draw a crowd and still bring people out.
That highlight.